crazy how you say you ain't fall in love. Love fell in him, and Diddy name his brother Love.
Ignorance has no boundaries.
They learned it from Instagram.
What did he know about Diddy?
The Fake Mad Podcast with Fousey B and the Fake Mad Mafia starts now. What you fake mad about today?
Wow. We are here. Episode 91. The Fake Mad Podcast with Fousey B and the Fake Mad Mafia. We here to celebrate life as always. Just a reminder that everyone needs a therapist. It doesn't matter if it's an actual therapist, just somebody who will listen to you without judging you. Respect your mental health, especially for my guys out there, because these women will drive you crazy. Gonna start this episode. We lost two veterans, two legends in their fields since the last time we spoke. The first one is the legendary DJ Mr. C. He helped Biggie on his first project. He helped Big Daddy Kane. He exactly produced Kumo D's first project. An all-around hip-hop guy. And he has some other history. But, you know.
He's a legend, man. He's a legend.
He's a legend.
We're not gonna do that to the guy.
Yeah, man.
Rest in peace to him. I just wonder. Don't do that. What did he know about Diddy? Anyway, moving on. The second one we lost was Beat the Case.
Yo, that's
like
a good conspiracy
rent
theory.
Oh, yeah. Oh, stop interrupting my intro. OJ Simpson also passed away from prostate cancer. Gentlemen, before the jokes, make sure you go and get your prostate checked at some point. I believe that last check they were saying Black and Latino men need to check around 40. I'ma say start doing around 35.
Yep.
Swallow your pride and just go and get checked. And I say that and I ain't get checked. But you know, they do have new technology where they don't have to do the things they usually do.
They don't gotta diddy you no more. They don't gotta diddy you, bitch.
They don't have to diddy you no more. They can laser it now. You know, they can see it from afar. But rest in peace, OJ. He was innocent. His son did it, just so y'all know, his oldest son, Jason. OJ couldn't have did it if you look at the statistics and the facts, but we don't have to talk about that. And only thing I got to say about OJ is, what did he know about Diddy? All right, let's start again.
Everybody knows something about Diddy.
Yeah, well, hey, the more they start dropping, the more we start asking questions.
Listen, man, the only thing that's saving Jennifer Lopez is Ben Affleck at this point. Because she's
yeah, and don't know why, and she can't sing. Anyway, I'm introduced to today's the Fake Mad Mafia panel. First up, Nate the Great, a.k.a. Upstate Nate. Talk to your people.
What's going on, y'all? It's Nate.
All right, and if Nate sounds like he doesn't have a haircut, it's because he does not have one.
Him yo, got
his big dog voice on.
I'm like looking for my other headphones right now.
Also up, our favorite and regular, Brian B. Lowen. Speak to your folks.
Yo, hello, beautiful people, and the rest of y'all. How y'all doing today, man? Excited to be here for another week.
Let's get it. And our esteemed guest today, he's been ducking me for a while.
Oh, but man.
He fell in love, so I can't get mad at him. He fell in love.
Listen, man, love is a beautiful thing, all right? I'm still out here, though.
He didn't fall in love. Love fell in love before summer? Let him be introduced. It's been a little minute.
We've been in love, like, in November.
Okay, go ahead.
Don't even know you. Can I get your name out first?
Yes, sir.
All right, this is OVO's representative, Poppy CJ. I don't even want to call you one of your nicknames right now. It's OVO CJ.
What's good, y'all? It's great to be back. I'm here. I'm not new here, but here to give everybody a reminder. So let's get to it.
Right. Now, do you gentlemen have any questions for LL Cool CJ?
No, I was just gonna say I thought it was crazy how you said you ain't fall in love. Love fell in him, and Diddy name his brother Love. I just want
yo, that's crazy. Yeah. No Diddy, so
what,
no
what
Diddy
does
on
CJ
that
know
one.
About Diddy? We got CJ,
absolutely
OJ.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. That nigga is from upstate New York. Yeah. I'm from the city. I'm from the city. I'm from the city. Right? He's same from time. Up there, same and time. I'm.
We not putting no. Yeah, nah. We not putting Diddy up here. Nope.
Yeah, nah. Yo, pause. All right,
he's from Mount Vernon. He's from
Diddy
Mount Vernon.
Not even on the agenda today. That's not
we got, yeah, we got way too many Diddy references off already, bro.
All right, first up, there's a rap beef going on. A few rap feuds for my hip hop community, you hippity hoppers. Mainly it's Drake versus Kung Fu Kenny, Kendrick Lamar. Mm-hmm. But then you got Rick Ross versus Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Got J. Cole versus Kendrick Lamar, but then J. Cole respectfully growled out, if you want to call it respectfully. Mm-hmm. You got Future mm-hmm. versus Drake.
Mm-hmm.
You got Metro Boomin versus Drake. You got John Morant
mm-hmm.
versus Drake. You got
you got XO Cash versus Drake. You got The Weeknd versus
The
Drake.
Weeknd. We forgot about
got
The Weeknd.
You got the Crazy 88 from Kill Bill Volume 1 versus Drake. You got Jimmy Uso No Yeet versus Drake.
So bottom line is
ASAP
Rocky
versus Drake. ASAP Forever
Affiliation
versus Drake.
Right. Let me just say something. I have a baby mother, but that's not the point. If I had a baby mother that dated a rapper before me, there's no way I'm going to take shots and
talk
be like, I had her first. Even if I dated her first and then you got with her and then I turned around and married her.
Talk about
I took the L on that.
I won
because I got the girl. But I'm taking the L and trying to prove that I had her before you.
It gets nastier for Rocky because alone you doing that to the guy who you are on multiple media outlets praising and crediting for putting you on. The guy who got you to where you at right now is who you choosing to engage in the smoke with. And that just so happens to be the case for a lot of these guys in this beef.
And to add to the Rocky one, Drake even had a verse where he was like, when they wanted him to go on tour with the Weeknd and Party, and he was like, he was pulling for Rocky
Kendrick
and Kendrick.
Kendrick and Rocky,
20 people versus the boy, which for a while we thought it was the droid because it sounded like AI. And they released the actual mastered version. But CJ, I'm not gonna go to you first on this.
Okay, that's fine.
Actually, I'm gonna go to Brian first because Brian's gonna be unbiased in this. Brian, what are your thoughts on this? What's going on in the hip hop world, man? Is this what hip hop needs?
I think it's fresh. It's a nice fresh energy to it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, too many drugs being done and being smoked, too much lean being drank, too much alcohol being drank. All right, let's sober up, bro. Let's use our brains, let's use our thoughts, let's put pen to paper and, you know what I'm saying, get some competitiveness back to the sport. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little disappointed J. Cole backed out of it. Absolutely. But you know what it is, what it is. You can't. I don't like trying to make another man fight. You don't want to fight, don't. All right, step out the way.
Take your ball and go home.
Yeah. I seen a TikTok earlier, and this dude was like, there got to be some truth to some of this. Because to CJ's point, all these people then gave Drake his flowers and said Drake got him in the game. Why don't nobody like you, bro?
Yeah,
are you a snake? Like, what, like, how did we go from?
I think, I honestly, no. I don't even think so. I think, as a group. I think what the underlying tone in all of this is, especially the fact that Kendrick is the one that kind of kicked this off, is that there's always been this jealousy when it came to Drake. And if you listen to Kendrick's interlude on Take Care, that's exactly what he's rapping about in his whole verse. Like, the whole verse is his first time meeting Drake and how he was jealous of how he got to his status without having to take the avenues and go through the pressures that Kendrick felt he went through at the time. So when you start a relationship and you know you're secretly jealous of your mans, it's only downhill from there. I think that's the case with a lot of these guys because if you look at it, unfortunately, a lot of their biggest records have Drake's name attached to them.
A
You know what I
lot of
mean? It stings more when you see that. You know what I mean? Like, it's a difference between saying something and it being a reality for these guys.
Nate, what are your thoughts on this?
Nah, I rock with it, and I'm just happy that we got people out here rapping, like whatever the beefs are.
The
Like, I think
rappers are rapping again.
like that's all,
Rappers are
but
rapping again.
in saying that, this might be, and I only speak for Ross and Drake, might be some of the sassiest beef ever. I'm like, they're like, hey, this guy got ab sculpt. This guy is on Ozempic. I'm like, this is what we're rapping about now? Nah, let's
Yeah,
get back to calling
that's the
people crackheads.
material.
Let's talk about how you was knocking Shorty's neck off in the club. Like, nah, man. Get all these little sassy bars. This guy gets pedicures every other day. All right, cool. Like, hey, the homie
I
got
mean,
cool toes.
all right.
Like,
Let me
there's
ask you this
nothing wrong
though.
with pedicures.
Let me
I
ask you
know, I
this
get
though.
him. I
Let
get
me
him.
ask you this though,
Oh,
Nate.
so you
You
were
don't
just
think
offended, Nate. That's what that was. Nate caught
it's
a
not.
stray. That's
Nah,
what.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you. My problem with it is just like because it doesn't. I guess since the times have changed, like I guess what we rap about and what we talk about is different. But that is so far out of we've come from the I left condoms on your baby seat to, hey mom, Rick Ross uses Manjaro. It's like wait, what? Like what are we doing? That's like.
I mean, but you got to also remember, bro, it's it yeah, the time is different, but the beef
Sentiment.
you the yeah, the beef you referencing was an actual legitimate like beef, like people got hurt.
Yeah.
Nobody's getting hurt with these guys, like you know what I mean? Like nobody's
Feelings
like,
are getting hurt.
yeah, feelings are getting hurt, but nobody's in
Well, yeah,
any
because people are on
physical,
Ozempic.
yeah, you know what I mean? Like any nobody's in any physical harm.
Mess
So
with your hormones.
all they got is the jokes, you know what I mean? Like all you got is to be more witty and you know kind of go crazier. Like so it's different. It's
I'm
different.
with like I'm with the jokes, but like even like it just comes off so weird because it's like you hear Ross and like we all know Ross can rap, like we all know Drake can rap, and it's like nah, man. He's like, yo, you got a size 7 shoe. It's like, okay, I save money on my sneakers.
You don't think fuck your big three, it's just big me is a little bit sassy. You don't think there's a
Oh
little
no, I think it is too. I'm
that's what
not.
that yeah, like that's but see, that's the thing. Like it's we kind of pick and choose when it comes to stuff like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's especially when it comes to Drake. Drake is always associated with the sassiness. And now look at how all yo,
But
these dudes,
they all move that way.
these
I
no, but look,
remember.
but look at it's always associated with Drake, and look at how these dudes is trying to make a rap burn book and be mean girls in
Well,
rap
that's because he
when
likes him.
you know what I mean? Like it's just it's crazy. I don't think it's even that. I really just think it's a lot of jealousy in these dudes because it's even this situation, right? Even this situation right now, the fact that Drake put out one diss record and he's dissing upwards of 10 people on one record, that alone puts him in a crazy category in rap. Because when's the last time we seen that? And we've only seen that with greats. Ha, Hov, 50. Like, you know what I mean? These is guys that had everybody hating on them at one time and had to acknowledge it that way. So
If the Weeknd do any lines, it's over for Drake. Like that's it. If we get Coke, if we get
the
Coke
Weeknd
weekend
is
back,
already doing lines right now.
yeah, I think
No,
he was already doing lines on the Future joint, man. That's
if we get Coke Abel, just wrap this up. Like
I mean, when do we not get Coke Abel? That's what
I mean,
the
I'm talking about like House of Balloons Coke Abel,
Coke
not
Abel is crazy.
yo.
Let me tell you something, brother. The Coke ain't the same no more. All right,
Well, yeah, they
that
cutting it with
was sad.
fentanyl, so
Fentanyl.
he might not make it. He might not make it, but
Yeah,
all right,
literally.
so let's wrap this up, so to speak. Nate, on a rate the disses, all four of them with Ross, Drake, Cole, Kenny. Rate the four disses, 1 through 4. Nate,
In
you
what
first.
terms of like greatness or
The
like
best
action,
one
like
being
for like
one.
what I think is the best, like
What
what I think is
you
the
think is the best for as far as content, shock value when stating what they stated.
Oh, then Ross, Drake, Kenny, Cole.
You got Ross as one?
That's crazy.
Yeah, you said shock value.
Jose,
That's, you know, I see you,
I
white boy.
agree. I That is not shocking. All right, Brian. Man, the four.
I ain't gonna hold you. Out of the four, Rosé my favorite artist too. So I kind of want to throw Rosé at one, but then
did y'all listen to the raps?
I was gonna say, y'all, yeah. I'm not.
And see, that was gonna be my next thing. I only listen to everything one time, so I don't feel like I can give a full, like a decent, like ranking of the four.
Hey, if you got him at one, you got him at one. Go ahead, get from your one ear alone.
Then I want to say Kendrick, just because he sparked it. Like Kendrick gave us the conversation, gave us the life, gave us the bars.
On his second attempt, he did do that because he tried it before.
No, mm-hmm. No, I mean he got everybody involved, gave it.
That's the second time he tried to do this.
Yeah, but,
they should have bit the first time. We wouldn't be here.
Nah, that's true. They did. He just ignored everybody after that.
Well, he ignored the right ones. Mm-hmm. CJ, one through four. What are your How do you rank the songs?
Yeah, clearly, you know the vibe.
Clearly, I'm going with Drake at number one. That's not even. I'm going Drake number one, Ross at number two. Because I honestly really like Ross's diss. I'm not even gonna. I said it when it first dropped. I said it when it was just a snippet. I really think that's like a solid diss record. Unfortunately, it's just not enough for me.
It's not enough.
If you didn't know it was a diss, it's just a good song. Like he was
right. Yeah, no, yeah. That's classic Rosé that we hearing on that, which is not a bad thing. Like, yeah,
my problem with Ross is that more so what he's saying has the potential of the song than what he's rapping about.
Right.
He's trying to be that smooth Rick Ross. I'm a boss. I'm kind of shoving you off, but I got some words to say. And then he gets to talking. But, you know, I don't know how long the song at the end, but he talking French Montana business. He, you know, talking about Drake with the nose and all of that.
Yo, so it's like,
you're right. He should have rapped all that.
But you know what it is, too? I feel like he's losing his identity a little bit because that didn't sound like the boss. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't want to see.
I don't mind them crying though. I think they should be able to be vulnerable.
I do. I think men should be able to cry and be vulnerable.
Yeah.
But for some reason, once they cry, you know what happens to me? I turn into the man.
No, you must have grown up.
When they cry, I'll be like, like that, like.
What they're crying about. So if they had a death in their family,
if we both
mom,
cry,
what if their mom
I get it, family. Oh, I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about if something don't go their way, like a crime.
Oh, no.
But like if someone died in your family and things like that, then.
What if they having a bad. No.
And you know, like having a bad. Like, I just don't be want men to cry because then I don't feel protected.
All right, so bad background at all because they were at brunch, it looks like. Let me stop sharing that. So K Michelle has this point where she's saying she don't like for men to cry, i.e. men shouldn't cry in front of a girl. Nate, we'll start with you. What are your thoughts on men crying in front of their girl? Is K Michelle right? No, that's the question. Is K Michelle right? And what are your thoughts on men crying in front of their girl?
All right, I'll try to be nice when I say this.
Don't be nice.
Don't be nice, bro.
All right. I'll do my best.
Flame on.
Fuck K Michelle.
and the click she claimed.
fuck K Michelle and that fake booty that they drained out.
Let Nate go.
Here's how I feel about this.
The question is, what did K Michelle know about Diddy? Anyway.
The fact that she came out and said, when a man cries in front of me, I become the man. It's like, okay, so you saying that men can cry, they just can't cry in front of you. But if you're their partner, then what are you there for? Like, who are you?
What good are you? How are you acting
like
my piece?
Like, I'll tell you right now, if I can't cry in front of you, I definitely know a shorty that will let me, and I'll be on her shoulder. So, we get this whole thing where they tell men we're not allowed to cry, or men look weak when they cry. So we just bottle it up. But then when we do dumb shit, it's like, well, how come they didn't say anything about it? If this is what they're going through, then why didn't they express their emotion? Because every time we try to, you stupid bitch. You
talk about it. Talk about it. Talk about it.
CJ, what are you doing?
This one bothering me.
It just goes to, honestly, it just goes to show, like, that ignorance has no boundaries. You know what I mean? Like, this is somebody who, time and time again, in the public and in media, has been emotional for various different reasons. And for you to sit here and say, well, for you to sit on what's left back there and say that whenever a man cries in front of you, you assume the role of a man, that's just like, that's one of the most ignorant statements I've ever heard. One. And two, it just goes to show how out of touch you are on an emotional level with anybody that you've ever been with. And then you wonder why you can't find a man or you can't have a long-lasting relationship. These are the same type of women that sit there and cry
Can I
and
interject?
yeah.
So just 4 days ago, K. Michelle said, she's talking about the Bible, and she said, I don't believe that you're not supposed to be gay. I don't care about that part. Then she said, people are supposed to be what they feel on the inside. All right, continue, CJ. That
Right.
was a quote from K. Michelle.
So how do you make that statement? And going along with what Nate said, me being your man, I can't express how I feel on the inside in front of you. That you, and not for nothing, I've been in those situations in relationships where there are women who do feel like that. But you want to know what? I went and found me a woman who's comfortable
Oh
with me.
boy.
With me, you know what I'm saying? Who's comfortable with me crying? Who's
Yo,
comfortable with me
shameless
when,
plug in a relationship.
nah, bro, because we're not doing that. You know, like, yo, it's different when you have that connection with somebody and you can immediately tell that. The majority of the women who think like this and make these type of comments are the same women who complain about the dating scene. And but you like it's just giving you just don't know anything about emotional connection and
She's
what
emotionally
that looks like,
immature.
right? And what that looks like in a healthy relationship. And keyword being healthy, a
Healthy.
But that's
healthy
because
relationship.
Instagram. That's because they learned it from Instagram. But
Right.
I'm not gonna
And
kick their back in.
listen, man, when your longest relationship is with a surgeon, don't talk to me about emotions and stuff like that. Just leave that for people who are well versed in those situations. Okay.
What's wrong with surgeons, Brian? You be crying.
I do. I understand her point, but I think
No,
that
you don't. How do you understand her point? We not let
no.
you
Wait,
slide
wait,
on
wait,
that.
wait, 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 wait. I'm not saying that she's right. I think that she's 1,000% wrong. But I think I understand her point, and but also, you know what I'm saying? She thinks that she's right. Like she thinks like she said, when he cries, I become the man. You don't even understand what that mantle is.
Yeah,
You
it
just
looks like, yeah.
assume that it means forcing somebody to quote unquote toughen up. Like you didn't even get a man the space to work through what he's going through. You know what I'm saying? Which is crazy because usually if we want to lean into women are more emotional and men are more logical or however you want to do it. A lot of women, especially women like that, don't want to admit it. Like, but part of your job is to sometimes maybe help him navigate through that because he don't be on that
That's fine.
side.
That's a
But for
fact.
you to just as soon as it come out, you just trying to kick like it's a cat on your front porch that you just trying to chase off your property. Like, yo, you can't do that. And I think, not think, I know also when you do that, men who are emotionally stable kind of look at you like, I don't want to be over there.
That's a fact.
The thing
Cause
is,
I
like,
already, cause if it ain't this thing, it's gonna be another thing. It's always gonna be something that makes you feel like you need to step up and try to force something or do something, or you feel like the
not
moment
only that,
happens, like you don't have good conflict resolution skills.
not yeah, facts. Not only to, let me interject there too. It's the moment anything like that, the moment that I show a sign of vulnerability, if your reaction is to feel the need to step up and challenge, that's
Right.
already, you know what I mean? Like that's already a red flag. Like
Yeah.
that's that, because then that's gonna happen with everything.
You
The
red
second
flag hussies.
That I don't do something to your liking or to your standard, your immediate reaction instead of communication or expressing how that made you feel is to challenge or go against,
Try
or
to check,
you know what I'm saying?
yeah.
Like, yeah, nah,
Like,
we
who are
not
you?
doing that.
First of
We are not.
all, who are you to check me? A,
Right. Yo, girl.
B, but then, but B, but you can't step say I'm the man now and try to check me as a man because when I because if I respond and check you like a man, the situation has changed and now you want to go back to being a woman. That's nah, you can't flip flop
But
like
see,
that.
not only that, I think she kind of caught how dumb she sounded herself and tried to walk it down, even in that little clip, because she's like, oh, no, I'm not saying that they just can't cry. I'm just, and then she proceeded to talk about how she reacts to men that cry in front of her. So it's like you trying to, like, you saying it, but you're not saying it with your chest because you know how dumb it sounds when you say it that way.
But you know, sometimes it don't sound dumb till you say it.
Yeah, that's true.
Like in
That's a
your
fact.
head, it
That's a
sounds
fact.
fine, but when it come out
Yeah,
your mouth, like,
that's
ah.
it. Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. I
Well,
mean,
she's just dumb. So,
chill. You know, you
I'm
was
mad at
bumping
her.
her
I'm mad
last
at her.
single, that song.
Which one?
Exactly. Yeah. So,
Yeah. Shout out
she's
K.
gonna
Michelle,
be she's gonna
man.
be singing at Wegmans or like one of the mother little
She's gonna
English
be
places
singing out at
tune them up.
Wawa.
Supermarket singer.
She
Don't
gonna
do
be
that to
singing.
Wawa.
She gonna be
Don't do that to
performing. She
Wawa.
performing at she performing at Parker's.
Yeah,
she's
shout out
gonna
to
be
my
like,
South
"Hey,
Carolina
people."
whoa, we're not dissing Parkers.
Nah, Parker's is lit.
They just built another one by me. It's like I got two.
Listen, top 10 chicken fingers in the game, right?
Listen, the
Parker's.
tenders. Yes. All right.
Yes.
So here's my thoughts on it, right? K. Michelle, shut up. If fellas, if you trust your girl to a fact that she won't take crying in a negative sense, show those emotions in front of her, bro. Not only will she be there to understand, she'll help you recover from the situation that made you cry,
That's a
unless it
fact.
was her.
That's
It's
very
okay to
fact.
cry.
But I feel like it
Yeah,
only took one. I think it took once for all of us, though, for that to happen where we're sure to use it against you to be like,
oh
never
yeah,
again. And then after
absolutely,
that, we just
absolutely,
been straight up
right.
brick walls. Like, not to have no therapy session, but that's what happened.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Right. Now, I
That's
mean,
what I was gonna say.
I've never been judged for crying, but it's not like I cry a lot. Not that I'm not emotional. I
I've had
just
it weaponized
don't cry.
against me, and that's the
I
thing.
have to.
Right.
I have to.
I was not. Someone called me soft for feeling. For telling them my emotions once, and I was like, what do you mean? This is what humans do. But you know, as I mature, this is emotional immaturity on her part. And for her to make that statement, she has to realize that she influences, as nitwitted as it is, a certain breed of women that follow her and want to be like her because she has fame and stardom. It's really a sad situation. So,
Right.
fellas, you don't have to cry in front of your woman, but if you find what that lets you. If you fall in love like CJ, let
Listen,
the
man.
tears flow.
I'm here
Let
to
the
let y'all
tears
know, yo.
flow.
It is nice where it's healthy, all right? Where it's healthy,
Yo,
it's nice here, man.
no.
This is
Believe
a
you ain't
nice.
gonna be outside in the sun. That's crazy.
I'm gonna be outside. I'm gonna just have somebody with me. That's all.
Whatever. He
I'm
said,
just
we outside.
yeah, we outside. Like,
We
don't get it
outside.
twisted. She's lit.
Hey,
Like, she
yo.
yeah, like it's yeah, we just out here. That's it.
And little side note. Girls that cheat on you one time and think that they did something, and it's like, baby, the score is 25-1. You got some more shots to take.
Nope, you're not getting me again. Nope,
Yo,
nope,
that's crazy.
nope,
That's
nope,
crazy.
nope.
That is
Edit, yo,
crazy.
just edit me out this like Crispin Wild, bro. Nope,
Yeah, nah, yeah.
I'll cook it up until this
Don't
morning.
even put me, yeah, put my
Hold up,
silhouette here, nigga.
Nate.
Like, that's it. Put a vocal changer on my shit right now.
Yeah, man. It's
Wait,
AI. That's all
fellas, let's
AI.
stop real
Yeah,
quick.
this is AI CJ, right?
Android Drake. I'd be remiss if we didn't mention this. We had a few celebrations. Nate, no. Brian, your birthday was just happened not so long ago.
Yeah,
Oh, yo, did you get your
37.
outfit?
We're gonna talk
Oh,
about
never mind.
that. Happy
Sorry.
belated, bro. Happy
Thank you,
belated.
sir.
Yeah.
And Nate, you celebrating something too.
What am I?
It's WNBA draft night, baby.
Oh yeah,
Oh.
I was like, you had me scared. I was like, did I do something? Like,
So
yeah, man. But I just
which one of the top 10 draft picks you dating next?
The Hellman shooter, you know that? The
Again,
Hellman
my,
shooter, the Mayo magician
I
herself.
don't. So
Y'all
CJ,
trying to
just to
get
give you
me.
the background, Nate has history with the WNBA, so.
Okay.
He still has a pair of of basketball shorts that he won't give back.
Oh no, wait.
I got
And
Team
yes, they are
USA sweatpants
WNBA
too.
shorts.
I think I got Team USA sweatpants too, so
Hold on,
I'm
wait,
back.
you caught a kill off of. Wait, yeah. Wait, whoa, 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 whoa. What was that like? Hold on, wait. You can't talk about me.
It ain't that.
Nah, you can't talk about me being cuffed during the summer and you out here with Shaquille O'Neal. That's crazy.
No, I wasn't. Yo, see, this guy gonna get me jammed up, man.
You with Shaquille drinking tequila up there on North State.
Y'all
see you.
Y'all gonna get me jammed up.
So which one, which draft pick you going for, Nate? Or they sister?
You don't even got to tell them that. Nate, what city are you moving to? That'll tell us everything.
Hey, he be at every Liberty game, but, you know, we're not going.
I'm going for the Aces, baby. I'm sticking with the Aces. You already know the vibes. This is always Vegas over here.
Oh, okay. You going out west with it. All right.
Yeah, he is.
Or all DC. Right. Like, who knows?
Make sure when you get out there, you tell Kendrick to drop his verse, all right? Tell him to stop playing.
Next subject. Like how I worked that as a holiday for you, Nate. He's like, wait, what?
Yo, I was dead, yo. Well, because the edible kicked in at the right time. So like,
oh man,
you got me. I'm paranoid now. I'm like, did I say something last week? Did I say something? This is Corey's fault. Like,
we gotta listen in real quick. We'll talk about this. Well, I thought we were listening in.
Okay. This case is still open and pending, but to make a long story short, I got into some legal trouble and was facing some real time. I can't get into the details, but I was going to have to sit down for a long time. So I got a lawyer and he was preparing me to take a plea deal. Well, the way things turned out, my wife knew the judge. They used to go to high school together and she said she would call him and see what she could do. I can't believe I'm telling y'all this, but my wife slept with the judge. And now I won't have to go to jail, and he's just giving me probation. When I asked my wife about it, she said she did what she had to do to keep me free and not to bring it up anymore. But it's really bothering me. I can't take it. Is she a hero or a HO?
Damn.
Yeah.
We start, Brian. This one's on you first. Is she a hero or a HO?
Fellas, never put your lady in a position where she got to sleep with another man to save your life, bro.
Absolutely.
Like that's your fault, dog. You put
Wait. Yeah. Let's shoot him some bell, literally. did he know that his wife was going? That could have just been an old friend.
Yeah, but you out here. Why? So she had. See, now this is the type of man that K. Michelle shouldn't be with right here. This is the man you shouldn't be with, K. You got to go down to the judge's chambers and get cracked because he don't know how to move packs. He probably shouldn't have been out there in the first place.
Yeah. You're a married man. The street's not for you anymore, sir.
The street's not for you no more, man. You got this poor lady out here. You don't know what she had to do. That's why she didn't want to talk about it. The judge was in there. The bailiff was in there.
Oh, no.
The DA was in there.
Yo.
The whole that old boy in the corner that be typing out the joint in there, man. She didn't got
the telegraph or whatever they call it.
Yeah. That's why she don't want to talk about it. She had to take a train for the team.
That's
well, crazy. All right. We'll move on. We'll let Nate talk first. But I just want to say, you know that even though she don't want to talk about it, she's never gonna let this go. Y'all get in an argument.
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got you out of jail.
Literally. That's
Nate, what are your thoughts on this? Is she a hero or a hoe, Brian? I need to know what you think.
Man, she saved her family. She a hero, bro. you gotta put the cape on her.
Unfortunately.
All right, Nate, is she a hero or a hoe? And what are your thoughts about?
I'm mad because, like, I would never want my girl to be in that position ever. Yeah. Any of them.
Literally in that position.
Yes, any of them. Like, judicial or missionary. Like, no. She a hero, though, man. Like, she a hero. She got her man's out. She might get out of parking tickets unless it was trash. Then get her pulled over every single time. But
it's repercussions. Yo,
thanks for the toppy, but you gotta have to take this ticket, Mile. And you gotta about to get a boot on your car. Yeah, I'll see you. You want to get for this. Like, that's
you're a man, nasty man. How you gonna say it's trash? He got probation. So she did something right.
Well, if I'm a judge, I'm gonna choose my, you know what? Never mind. This is why people get jammed up. I'll just use my political power and just keep pulling mans over. Like, yo, heard you was on probation again, dog. You know, yo. Bring Shorty over around 12.
Yo, it's terrible.
Nah, the fact, yeah, but the fact he's not even joking. Like, he's not even playing. Like, this is him.
Yeah. And you just gotta accept it.
I've been trying to tell you I need Jesus every time I come on here. I just say it in different ways each time. I'm not well.
The fake mad cancel tour continues. CJ, we don't get voted best podcast. We looking at me. CJ, is she a hero?
She's a hero, man. She's a hero. I'm gonna say, she's a hero because you caught a break, dog. Like, you said that. You said that you was about to have to sit down for a very long time. Like, that's enough for her to have to, you know what I'm saying, make that judgment call and do what she did.
He definitely said sit down. That's,
right,
that's
you know what I'm saying?
Tall.
Like not for nothing. And not
that ain't
for
a
nothing.
Quick bid.
Right, and not for nothing, the fact that you even caught that break, because has she not known the judge, you know what I mean? Probably, if she would have suggested that, maybe both of y'all would have been in there, you know what I'm saying, having to sit down because of the craziness, so...
Right.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's been said already, but yeah, you brought that on yourself, and she saved you from that. She saved the family. That's why she got the big dog card, and she could pull it. Don't talk about it again. As much as it bothers you, it bothered me more to have to do that. Shut up.
Right.
Go take the trash out.
Yeah. Like, wash them dishes, hoe ass.
Yeah. This is what Cable Joe was talking about, and now she the man. See?
But that's the thing. If I put you in a situation where you got to step up and make the man move like that, then by all means, I can't cry in front of you. But if I'm the one that's holding everything down and I'm just a regular tax-paying citizen, and I decide to cry in the house that I'm paying bills in, you bugging. K Michelle, you out here?
I'll
get
back to K Michelle.
Really felt
good. And another thing.
All right, so my thoughts on it. She's a tainted hero because my man, she took a penis, so you didn't have to. Yeah. So you know,
but she might start taking him now.
Yeah.
Then what?
Man, look, he was going to jail. One of them was going to take a penis, bro.
Exactly. Yeah. So she took it, so he didn't have to. That man said sit down. It didn't sound like a couple of months.
Yeah, right, but now that I think, about it, Nate's actually right. Because what's stopping that judge from being calling her up and being like, "Yo, you know what? It's Friday night, and some new evidence just hit my desk that might have your man going back in shackles. So, you gonna come over here and fix this or what?
Anytime I feel like I need that, like my wife ain't doing it, but yo. Found crack on him again. Get him.
Book him, Dano.
You're done in this. Dano.
Y'all are terrible. I just want to let y'all know that.
This is why I'm not a judge. Like,
that's why.
Yeah,
that was the reason.
We terrible, but we're not the ones facing a hard time right now. Like, right, I ain't got to worry about the judge clapping my girl's doonies real quick to get me out of there. That's crazy.
She got the hard time.
I got out of jury duty too.
Yeah, she had a hard time.
Yes. All right. Quick little side note. Caitlin Clark was drafted first overall pick. And I want to tell y'all her contract. I don't know. Was she going to a business meeting at prom?
Her fit was terrible.
Her contract is for $338K. That breaks down to her first year, this year, being $76,000, $76,500.
That's crazy.
I know judges who make more than that.
I know UFC fighters who make more than that.
I know homies on the block that make more than that.
I make more than that.
Hey, y'all gotta chill.
That. That's crazy. Yo.
So she can't be the man in her relationship.
Yeah, nah, that's crazy. That is,
and it's not even
crazy.
Hate towards her. It's just the fact
they
gotta figure that out. Yeah.
Well, she's still living at. She got NIL money, so she good on that.
Oh yeah, she paid.
And I promise you, after she and Reese and this new wave of girls bring the ratings that they're gonna bring, it's gonna be some changes.
Yeah, it has to.
There's gonna be some contract.
You can't go from a 3-point shootout with Steph Curry to making $76,000 a year. That just
right.
doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense logically. Like,
what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with y'all? That's what they're exactly.
They supposed to be getting a new TV deal, so and they doing more numbers than hockey.
Like, yeah. But hockey's doing more numbers than them, apparently.
they getting put in them hockey.
Not in Canada, bro.
Them hockey players got slave contracts, man. Them.
They got slave settings too, man. They be coming out here knocking out the teeth,
looking yo, like that. Was
that's
it that
why
Rangers
they fight all
game?
The time, bro.
Was it the Rangers game last week where they just
it was Rangers versus
the
Devils?
Yeah, the bug drop, and they just started swinging. Yeah, they.
I was like, go Devils.
I ain't gonna pay, but the least you could do is let me swing on old boy.
Go sports. You just gotta yell for sports at that point. Like, keep fighting.
Listen, man. At that point, I'm not even swinging. I'm just straight with the hockey stick swinging at everybody. The referee catching it. Everybody, man. That's
oh, yeah.
how
you gonna live, get you kicked out.
That's the point. I'm trying to get kicked out of here so I can just get my bread and leave. I don't want to get my bread and injure myself.
all your money going to the dentist. Fix your teeth.
Yeah, yo, yeah. Right. Why they be punching the helmet?
Bro, you know how mad you gotta be to punch somebody in the helmet, dog.
Financial frustration to do that to you, brother.
All right. Speaking of punches to helmet, I don't know that segue works. A South Carolina teacher was suspended after officials learned he faces 76 Dr. J, 76 floor like Dr. J, 76 counts of statutory rape in Tennessee. His certificate was suspended after they found it out. His name is Andrew Ketron. I don't know. Nate, did you look this one up? He's probably looking it up now. I need to know the color of this guy. Look him up. Right. Andrew Ketron, Keteron, 25 years old. What boy was taken into Dorchester County? Dorchester. That's right next to Charleston and Berkeley counties. Them sheriff don't play. He was a social studies. Yeah, he was studying social here, right? At River Oaks Middle School in North Charleston in Dorchester District 2. Yeah, that's right up the road. That's up. Hey, shout out to Will. He live in North Charleston. His license was issued in January 2022. The district placed him on administrative leave on October 4th, 2023 after they learned about his allegations in Tennessee. He resigned from the district 3 weeks later. You were going to get fired anyway, buddy.
He looked like he did it.
You look, is he black or white? What is he?
He ought to Caucasian persuasion,
of course.
Okay, thank God it wasn't one of us.
big drywall puncher,
yeah, he's a drywall puncher. All right, listen. I will let y'all speak on this, but I have some thoughts.
Okay,
what kind of man becomes a high school teacher to sleep with students? You're 25. You're 25 when he got caught. So he was 24, 23.
Mm-hmm.
76. You did something 76 times with these students.
I'll tell you what.
That's a sickness, bro. Cut this man dick off and throw him under the jail. Bury him in concrete and feed him drops of water every day.
I just got this. I'll tell you exactly what kind, because he looks like it. It's a fucking loser. That's what kind of guy does this. Like a fucking dork.
I have a
like,
word for that. I have a word for that.
Yeah, like
the scumbag.
Yeah, scumbag. Absolutely. Like scumbag. This real fucking sleazeball here. Like
hey,
this guy.
Hey CJ, he actually like your. Nah, let me not say that on air.
I mean, that's just goes to show. Like, I don't think there's enough attention where it belongs when it comes to school. And you know what I mean? Because these kind of things happen, unfortunately, a little too often, you know? And it's...
This is what happens when you don't pay teachers enough money. You let scumbags sneak into the school system and touch kids.
But then you also got to figure, right? Like, how is it that you have enough private time for this to happen with a child?
76 you know I mean? Times.
76 times. Like, it's just, it's.
So, but what's crazy is, so looking at the, they said his license was issued January 2022.
Uh-huh.
Administrative leave October 2023. So a little over a year and a half, almost 2 years. Like, bro, like, you just got in the door and got right to
that's
it.
That's when he got his license in South Carolina. He was in Tennessee. Yeah, he had a license in Tennessee before that. Yeah.
But even then,
he fled Tennessee.
But even then, at 23, 24, 25 years old, how long were you a teacher in Tennessee? You know what I mean? Like, even still, no matter how you cut it, no matter what the details of it, or however, whatever the factors are in this situation, is gross all around. Like, and
he's a scumbag.
From accountability standpoint, that just says a lot about the schools in those towns and in those cities, because that's crazy.
Right.
That's crazy.
How did you miss that? How do you
miss? Right. Like, how
do
you
miss
that?
76 counts.
Right. You know,
that's
what I mean?
A lot of counts, bro. That's a lot of numbers.
That just you got to be completely out of touch with the student body to let that happen that many times and not be aware of something.
Right. So are they saying he did this when he was in Tennessee? Are they saying he did this with a student or just child?
Students.
There was multiple. Yeah, of course. That's complete nasty.
And then he's sick because he just went to be a teacher somewhere else.
Yeah.
He went to find more victims.
Yeah.
That's gross, yo. See, shit like that just is.
He's a scumbag, a dirtbag. A dirtball, a pervert, he's a pig, he's scum, he's a scuzzball, he's sleaze, he's crud, he's a dun dun dun. I don't know. Nate, what are your thoughts on it? I can come up with a million words for the guy.
Jail, death penalty, and then bury him, bring him back, and more jail, more death penalty. Like, these kind of people just can't be around. Like, and I like everybody's been saying, I don't know what it is lately. I feel like every other day we get one of these stories about a teacher with a student now.
Yeah.
And
like
they get nasty. Because
it's easier to get caught. I don't know how he get
two things. These kids ain't really holding it down like we used to when it came to like just talking in general. But they also have social media. So
right.
I'm saying it.
Walk away while you're on a contract.
Yeah.
What you mean?
What you mean they hold it down like us?
I mean, no. I mean, like
we went to different schools.
Like, we as kids, we don't say anything. Like, we didn't really like snitch like that when we didn't have social media. So it's like these kids. Like,
it was also frowned upon to tattletale versus. Right. Now, and I'm not gonna lie, I want my daughter to tell me everything that happens if she feels uncomfortable with something.
Right, 100%.
So,
100%.
But I think part two of it is when we was in school, a lot of our teachers was old.
Right.
Like, old teachers ain't baddies. Really.
But why these teachers horny for little kids is the crazy part. Like,
that's
the thing. That's like, they might.
But we don't know what was happening when our teachers was old. We don't know. It's a whole lot of trauma in our parents and grandparents' generation. We don't know what was happening to them. Like, you know what I'm saying? We just know they be wilding out in the house.
Oh, I know. My teachers were scared of my mother, so I ain't never been touched.
Some of these teachers was like, these teachers now, bad as hell, but they just weirdos.
That's a lot of them be married. I don't think this particular guy is married, but a lot of them be married and be touching on these kids.
I just scumbags. Literally, this morning, a woman got caught for it.
Nasty work.
Yeah, I think I read that too. She was married.
Yeah, and she was like at home, like she was like fucking the kid in her car. Like, he's 12.
Yeah,
like, what are you doing?
No, so real quick, I didn't add that story, but I did read it. They were in a car in a dead end. Somebody rolled up. The kid pulled off in the car and crashed. He hopped out the car and he ran away. And he ran away in his underwear and a wife beater. The lady teacher was getting dressed in the car when the cops pulled up, and she just was like, oh, I'm a teacher at the elementary school, whatever. It's like, lady, what's wrong with you? You have a husband.
That's like, crazy.
If you're going to cheat on your husband, I'm not condoning cheating. But if you're going to cheat, don't do it with a baby.
I'm sure it was a list of guys that you could have went through before you got to the 12-year-old.
Exactly.
Nah, she's ugly.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Like, who's monitoring these people while they left with these children for all of
How did
these
the
hours? You know what I
12-year-old
mean?
get out at 2 in the morning?
Right. You know what I
Oh, it
mean?
was at
Like,
2 in the morning.
yeah,
Yeah.
it was in the morning. It was like 2 in the morning. Like, what
That's
is a 12-year-old
crazy.
doing out at 2 in the morning?
Yeah.
Right.
At
Hey,
that
I read
point, it's
another
on both.
story.
So.
I read another story where it was a younger kid, and the way that the mother, I actually, I watched a news clip, it was on the news. The way the mother found out, she went through his phone and he had the teacher's face as a screensaver. And he was like, oh, she did that. And then when she went in the phone, she had her name saved as mommy. And the mother was like, what? And she's looking through these messages. And it's like, this is a young boy. So it's like, these people are sick. And I think the only way we got to deal with them is cut their heads off.
How do you put yourself in a kid's phone? Is like what?
How do you put yourself in a kid?
That
There you go. There you go.
too.
Anyway, let's move on. Quick, do y'all, Brian, do you brush your teeth in the shower?
I do not.
Okay. CJ, do you brush your teeth in the shower?
I actually do sometimes. I'm not gonna front. I do.
Nate, do you brush your teeth in the shower?
Nah, I need the mirror.
You need the mirror to brush your teeth. What? I don't, never mind. I don't. You don't know where your teeth are?
What you mean? No, so I can make sure I'm getting everything. Like, listen, I have braces and all that. Like, I got
They've
a
been in your
flaw.
mouth all your life.
I got a routine, man. I gotta be able to see my
Yeah, see.
jibs.
I mean,
I mean,
yeah, but.
I don't, but only like I wake up and I brush my teeth. I don't immediately hop in the shower because I work from home. Like, I don't shower
But
till after I leave the house.
I also brush
So,
2 times a day. So I brush
yeah, there you go.
in the mirror in the morning, and then I brush at night when I shower. So
Yeah, I
yeah.
just seen there was a big argument about, not an argument, but like a big discussion online about do people brush their teeth in the shower or not. And they were saying how it was a guy from Britain. And he was like, Americans brush their teeth in the shower. And I was just like, have you
The
seen
British
British
don't brush
people's
their teeth.
teeth?
I'm about to
Yeah,
say,
I was
yeah,
like,
British,
British don't
you
even brush
know
their
what?
teeth?
Not
Like, how are you
for,
talking?
before we get into the about brushing the teeth, like, because you know that's just the at home maintenance. People need to be more invested and focused on actually going to the dentist and getting cleanings
Facts.
regularly. You know what I
Facts.
mean? Like, that doesn't happen. Like, you can't talk about brushing your teeth if I could see the plaque rocks at the bottom of your gums and where your
Bro,
gum line is. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah,
your teeth are
like
not
it's
supposed to
just.
be black, buddy. They're not supposed to be
Right,
black.
right. So I think the focus there is a little bit shifted and not where it needs to be. Let's start at going to the dentist, as much as we all hate it. Let's go get our teeth cleaned properly, and then let's brush our teeth twice a day and, you know, do all the regular and flossing, which is just as important as brushing. Like, let's have a clean mouth,
Shifty.
people. Yeah, have a
Yo, get a
clean mouth.
water pick. I get four
I got
fingers
two.
a
There's one.
year.
Yeah. Now the
Yeah,
water pick is lit. Yeah.
those are dope.
Yeah.
All right. Now's my favorite time or part of the show. Dun, dun, dun. Let's call you choose. CJ, I'm gonna give two topics and you can pick number one or number two. And then Nate and then Brian. We'll have Brian be the tiebreaker if needed. The first topic is they snitched on my OnlyFan. The second is the girls he hearts look nothing like me. So you want to talk
Ooh.
about one or two?
Ooh. I think the girls he hearts looks nothing like me, kind of relates more to society in general and how people and most couples view social media today. So let's go with that one. We're gonna go with the, yeah, let's go with that.
Okay. Nate, you want to go with they snitched on my OnlyFans? All right, there's no crackheads this week, Nate. So they snitched on my OnlyFans or the girl he hearts look nothing like me?
I'm gonna go with the girly hearts because there's no crackhead on the OnlyFans, so maybe there is. Maybe there is.
You'll be surprised. So Brian, by default, we're going with the girly hearts. But what one would you have picked anyway, Brian?
I was gonna go with the girly hearts, man. I figured we hear a lot about somebody snitched on the OnlyFans. That means you probably at work and you got caught, or you was at school and one of the students found it.
Yeah.
Who ugly? That's what it is. You ugly and the
Right,
girls is not.
let's get into it. The OnlyFans one
Oh, he
was
like big girls or something. Yeah, I want to see this.
it was a 56-year-old woman who does OnlyFans with her 20 2-year-old boyfriend.
Okay. Wow. All right. Wow.
I ain't wanna.
That's the teacher's mama.
You said that this one relates to people, and it's funny you say that. This was the write-in, so I'm going to read it. I, 22 female, saw a TikTok about looking through your boyfriend's followers out of curiosity, so I did. What makes me upset is they are all pretty white girls. I'm Mexican, and I'd say I'm pretty, but it feels so discouraging seeing a woman he clearly likes to look at look nothing like me. I know you guys are going to say he chose me, but it just makes me really sad. Why can't one girl ever be enough for them? We're long distance for school, and I sent him nice nudes, and I'm a good girlfriend to him. And seeing this is makes me want to cry. I know I'm pretty, but not in the way that these girls are. They use filters and makeup. I don't post on social media like that, and I'm insecure about it. I'm already in therapy, and I know I'm a little bit insecure, but I just wish he wouldn't follow those certain type of girls. It makes me feel like I'm not enough in this relationship. CJ, what are your thoughts on this, on your cousin and her feelings?
Prima, I'm going to tell you, let me double down on that. You are a lot of bit insecure. This is not a little bit. This is, you are.
That's what I thought he was going to say.
Yeah, nah, you are a lot.
I thought he was about to be encouraging.
Yeah. Nah, you are lot of bit insecure. And I'm going to tell you why. He's following the white girls that looks like that for the same reason that you follow Chris Brown or Peso Pluma or one of those. And whoever.
Ricky Martin,
whoever,
somebody.
Ricky, exactly.
Bad Bunny,
perfect example. He's following them for the same reason that you follow him. It's for the same reason that the comment sections under those people's posts look how they do. A bunch of women with hard eye emojis and, oh, I wish I could go to this tour. I wish he would do that to me. It's nothing other than eye candy. And it the fact that she said in the post itself that she's insecure and working through that, kudos to you for that. But that doesn't mean that it's something that you should slight your boyfriend for, especially without communicating it to him before communicating it to a general audience or
so
the public.
I feel there's one statement in there that we need to not overlook. She says she sends some nice nudes.
Right.
The problem is, need to send him nasty nudes.
Maybe so, but you know what it is? That's too common of a thing these days, though. Like, there's that, because that's a trend. Most girls do that. They go through their boyfriend's followers on social media.
I thought you were gonna say most girls send nudes. I'm like, who are these girls?
No. I'm saying that because they do that, and then they like to compare and contrast, and you know what I'm saying, like, and talk about how they don't look like them, or you like a girl that looks a certain type of way. I've heard that before too. Or, oh, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all of these things. But regardless of the fact, you still forget that he's in a relationship with you and he's being faithful to you.
Well, we don't know if he's being faithful, but he chose you for a reason. Right.
And regardless of such, there's also the situations where, yo, if you have a conversation about that and you express it to your partner, like, yo, listen, I noticed this. It makes me feel this way. I'm uncomfortable with it. And there's that healthy dialogue back and forth. Who knows? He might want to unfollow those girls because he knows how it makes you feel. Or, you know what I mean? You got to give people the option to fix things. And you got to have that communication there for that. Because if not, then you're just feeding your own insecurities. That you're doing it to yourself. And I'm not... You got to expect it to go back the other way too, because now I'm going to look through your followers and I'm going to
probably have something.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Like,
but she says she don't be on social media like that.
Yeah, but that's, you know, there's always three sides to the story. Yours, mine's, and the truth. Yeah, that's neither here nor there. People don't like...
You're not on social media. You in a group chat looking at
it. Yeah, people don't like taking accountability, and the fact that you have a social media to look through mine lets me know that you bullshitting. So let's work that out in therapy too. Let's work that out in therapy too. We'll add that to the docket, but you need to talk to me before you talk to everybody about this.
Nate, what are your thoughts? Before that, I want to say I had a girl once who asked me to unfollow a certain person because she had beef with her. And I was like, but I don't have beef with her. What you mean? You know, like, and it became a point of contention to an argument to where I ended up unfollowing the girl, but I didn't tell her. And so that was always funny to me. I mean, I'm not longer with that person. Her loss. And now I'm dating. No, I'm joking. But I do know how people will argue over how they feel about certain things on social media. That's why I try to be cautious with the hearts I throw. And if not, if you either go heart nobody or heart every fucking body.
That's a fact.
You know?
But if you have that communication there, again, that's something that becomes a non-factor. Communication is key, people.
Listen, I'm just as Maya, baby. I'm only heart and Maya because I like her songs. Mate, what are your thoughts on this?
I'm with CJ, man. Like, she's just the insecure. As soon as she says I'm insecure about this or I've had these insecurities, this conversation's over because everything is gonna trigger said insecurities.
Facts.
Like, oh, you can't like this because it bothers me this way. You need to go get your own help. And don't worry about what is on the phone or anything. Like, in the end, I'm still going to be right here. Like, these people that I might be liking on here, I'm never going to see in my entire life. Like, 9 times out of 10, like, shorty that's throwing it back in the little TikTok dance, or, like, with the crazy recoil, I'm never going to see that woman.
With the crazy
maybe you should learn
wild.
With the crazy recoil is wild.
Maybe you should get recoiled. Like,
see, you're making the argument worse, bro.
She said it. She got the little coil. It's just she mad because he liked the white coils. It's crazy. You know, it's
he's a milk merchant.
Yeah, man. Listen, he's too busy with the horchata and she's trying to give him the fucking.
Well, if Demi Lovato ain't fall off, this wouldn't be an issue. Like, that's the problem. It's all come back to Demi. A crackhead, see? Told you. We're going to get one in here somehow.
Brian, go ahead. You done, Nate?
Nah, I was gonna say nah, man. Like, just like CJ said, like, if this is something that is bothering you, come and talk to me. We'll figure it out. But like, going to everybody else and making it an everybody issue when it's in house thing makes it much much worse. Like, just talk to me. And if I start crying in front of you, like, be the man. Like, tell me I gotta deactivate my Instagram, man. Like, tell me.
Brian, what are your thoughts on this?
Man, you got to bleach your skin, shorty. You got to keep up with what's going on. No, don't do that. I'm playing. Don't do that. Please don't do that, baby.
You going to make it look like Sammy Sosa? That's great.
Right. Yo, Sammy Sosa look like the milk after you done with Fruity Pebbles, bro. It's not even. He just look pink and like speckled. I don't know what he did. He ain't by the right ointment. Sweetheart, I don't know, big dog. Like, he like sometimes. See, the problem is, right? Women are so used to men being like very like repetitive in the things that they do. So she probably like, oh yeah, he just like Hispanic women. So now you see, hold on, now you like the Caucasian persuasion. Like, so which one do you like? Nah, he could like both. He could like both of them. It's not an indictment on your character or what you look like. You know what I'm saying? He just, you know, and two, you really might not know what type of kink stuff he into. And he just want to do that wild, nasty, disrespectful stuff with them. Like, they are outlet. He don't really care about them.
Well, Brian, she ain't say he was looking at porn.
He, but that's his freak nasty fantasy is over there with them. But the respectable, you know what I'm saying? I love you. Passion is over here with you.
You know, you want to know what else too? I think there's a lot, because it goes back into accountability, right? And a lot of the time, women especially, I've rarely ever seen men do this, but women love to monitor social media when it comes to men, right? But they don't, what they don't omit or what they don't add or, you know, let be known is the group chat conversations.
Yo.
See, I've been fortunate enough. Yeah, nah, I've been fortunate enough to be around a couple of these conversations, and I hear things and I see things. And even though I'm in the background making a sandwich or, you know, watching something on the TV, I'm definitely in tune with what's being said and what's being presented. And women are like, y'all just got it under wraps a little bit better than men. Y'all a little bit more secretive.
Well, CJ, it's not like you could fire back. Because I'm in some group chats with you, and I know it'd be wild in there. So you can't be like,
but even still, you got to remember.
I'm a spectator.
Like, no. Even still. When's the last time that you've seen me active in those chats? You know what I mean?
Like, spectator.
Right. But no, even spectating. Like, I don't even open them. You know what I mean? Like, right. But again, that's there to be, you know what I'm saying? I'm not denying it. I'm not sitting here and saying that that's not a thing. What I am saying is it's never a thing when it comes to women.
Yeah, I'm right. Like, fellas, this is what you got to do. They say you got to get your girl phone and go to the girl's group chat and be like, hey, y'all, guess who I'm with? And see the answers. See the answers that come through the group chat.
No, but yo, you want to know what's crazy, bro? Like, thank God that me and my girl have a great relationship because I already know. Yo, women operate that they already 10 steps ahead of that, bro. They have codes and signals up for those situations. Yo, if she calls, she already knows. Yo, bro, it was so ill. Like, she told me,
we know you with your man, girl.
Like, yeah, no, but even still, like, it was so ill. Like, yo, she said it. Like, yo, if my man calls and he asks what I was wearing today, what are you going to say? Oh, you was wearing black.
She's out here cheating.
But, no, you're just like, oh, you were wearing black. And I'm like, yo, that's a common thing with women. And they putting me on like, yeah, that's a common thing with women. Like, and again, this is something that's reoccurring. I had a female best friend years ago. You know what I mean? Like, who was the same scenario, same shit. So the game is there. It's just we as men naturally are not hip to it. We don't know what the hell's going on. And we haven't caught on. Or we just don't give a fuck enough.
Because that's another
thing too. Right. Like, that's another thing too. We don't give a fuck enough to look.
CJ, right. You just brought up something that reminded, that pissed me off that somebody did, right? One of my mans, his girl called me. She like, hey, you with such and such? I'm like, nah, I ain't seen him all day.
Damn.
Oh, shit. Yeah, he was with you. I said, God.
Yeah. Damn. But see, bro, the difference between
put me up on game,
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Yo, the difference between them and us is that's going to happen to us every time. And women have that shit quarterback like Denzel in Training Day. They discussed that shit months ago. Because, yo, if he calls, I already, like, you
it's
know
a playbook.
What I mean? Yeah, right. She already got it mapped out. She got the audibles and all that. Like, we can't win with that one.
Cause we be like, oh, she don't never call Brian, so I could just say I'm with Brian.
And no, guess who number she got? Brian. Yeah, she calling Brian 100%. Like,
fellas, don't ever use me as your escape code. My memory is not as good as it used to be.
Hey, we almost 40 now. I'm telling the truth. Right. I'm not in it. Oh, well, nigga.
Did you see such and such? Yeah, I might have saw him. I don't remember. I was drunk.
Hey, man, look.
He said he went out with you.
We
might have got the Uber together. I don't know.
Here's another option. Here's a healthier option. Just don't even play those games. Just don't do it.
Boom.
Just don't do it. Nah, you know what I mean?
That's why I say I'm out. I'm out,
just
bro.
Don't do it, yo.
Wait, Nate, do we get your opinion on this?
Huh?
Do we even get Nate's opinion on this?
Yeah, he agreed with me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My fault.
Yeah.
He just went quiet when we started talking about the group chats.
Oh, no, because I was about to say something. Like, no, I've seen them group chats. I know how that go down. Like,
it gets crazy in them group chats.
But you saw the WNBA group chats?
Nah.
Click that media tab and see what you see.
Nah, check this out. It gets even crazier, though, because in the group chat, there's always the one mole who actually do want to fuck you. And that's the one you got to
Yo, nah, you stupid. Now you want to know what's crazy? No, you want to know
that one.
Now you want to know what's even crazier? Women are so advanced that now the group chat gets deleted whenever there's some spicy shit, or you know what I'm saying? Whenever there's something incriminating or anything, you'll trust and believe that shit is not in the phone for 24 hours. No way.
But somebody gonna slip. But listen, fellas. Yeah, that's true. Because there'll be several. Here's what you don't do, fellas. Don't go through your girl's phone. Don't go to her group chat. Don't type in your name in a search bar and see where it pops up. I'm saying, don't do that.
I got three sisters.
don't go to her text message in the top of the top of the bar, your name, and see where it comes up.
Do not click that media tab, bro. Like,
yeah,
the butcher's market in there.
Literally,
don't click it.
Literally,
it's the meat market.
Yo.
Yo, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. And this is
all
not
her
to,
friends
you know,
saw you naked if you sent her a nude.
This is why communication is very important in a healthy situation, right? I'm gonna just throw this out there for the fellas. Let me just give y'all this little gem, right? Every woman on any woman with a social media outlet receives unsolicited dick pics. That's just unfortunately part of the game and how disgusting
Nate has sent some
niggas
of them.
Are in general, right? Now, let me ask you this. What makes you think that your woman is any different?
Because she's not on social media like that.
Nah, she's getting them. She's getting them. She's getting them. It don't get it twisted. She's getting them. It's whether or not she chooses to discuss with you. Yo, I had to block this fool because he sent me this, or yo, I had to go. And you know what I'm saying? Like, if she's communicating, then that lets you know. If that never shows up and y'all been together for a little minute, I think you need to sit down and have a little conversation. That's all.
All right.
So hey, man, why you tell me about all this meat in is that?
man. Why he got your balls on the screen? Right. Like,
nah, it's gonna be even worse. Like, why you ain't tell me that my boy sent you this? Ah,
that's when I advise all of you guys to watch a little movie called Into Deep, and specifically a scene with a pool table.
You ain't no cop, Jay Reed.
You gotta watch what LL did to his best friend.
That's it, bro. Dick, bro.
All right, that's a crazy way to wrap it up. What does LL Cool J know about Diddy? All right, let's get to the fake mads of the day. Nate, what are you fake mad about today?
Oh, damn, I had one too, and I forgot. Come back to me. I had a good one. All right, one too,
bro. Brian, what are you fake mad about today?
Man, I still ain't get my shoes, bro. It's been 2 weeks. I still ain't get my shoes, dog.
2 weeks and one birthday.
Bruh. They just in transit.
Hey, them shit stolen. CJ, what did you fake mad about today?
This is going to sound fucked up. I don't care that he's in jail, but I am fake mad that there's no new Tory Lanez music. I'm not going to lie.
I thought you were going with R. Kelly there for a second, buddy.
Nah. R. Kelly, fuck him and his music. But Tory Lanez, man, you could drop some mixtapes or something, brother. That's all I'm saying.
Not if they gonna sound like Sean. All right, so
they did though. That Alone at Prom Deluxe was some heat.
Yo, listen, man. Alone at Prom, the regular and the deluxe. That is two of the greatest bodies of music. I want to say in like the past.
Listen, time. In light of some of the subjects we talked about today, I don't want to hear about nobody being alone at prom around teachers. Nate, what do you fake mad about?
Yo, actually, yeah, I got a good one. I'm fake mad. So we had that eclipse last week or whatever.
Yeah, and did you look at it straight up? You look straight up with no glasses?
Yeah, I did because it was all cloudy here where I was. So I didn't even get anything.
He was cloud watching.
I was sitting in the parking lot at work. I was like, oh, man. Like,
what are they looking at?
I took the glasses out. I'm looking around. I was like, oh, it's a gray sky. All right. Damn. It's just a Monday.
Damn.
And then one of my friends up north, they had a whole eclipse party. It was pitch black. They had a band. I'm like, damn. You know?
That's funny as hell.
Meanwhile, I got gray skies. I'm like, it's terrible.
it was great here. I mean, we didn't get pitch black, but we did see when it covered it completely. It was only for a couple of minutes, though.
Time to move, Nate.
Yeah, every day you prove to yourself why you need to leave Albany.
Right. I gotta say that yet about Albany, man. Get out of there.
Yeah, right. You never have nothing positive to say about your like, yo. AB came through.
Yo, well, it would have been good if Rebecca Lobo ain't come back out here and be like, yo, hey, she do out here. Nailed the call there.
All right, I'm fake mad about there are girls who are twerking on social media for free, but they still say they want to accept $15 for lunch. What a time to be alive.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
And we're going to wrap it up. Last thing I say is if I loved you once, I can't just stop loving you, even if you did me dirty, but I can't love you from afar. And that goes for anything in life, relationships, personal friendships, work relationships. It's like, you know, if I said in love to you, the love is still there, but you can only break my bones so many times before I tell you to keep walking because I can't walk with you. It's bars. Anyway, this is the Fake Mad Podcast with Fousey B and the Fake Mad Mafia. Brian B. Knowing, representing the DMV and DC and all the chocolate girls. There's Upstate Nate, the milk merchant, representing the WNBA.
Yo, I'm telling you,
DJ.
we got to square up, man. You better hope you don't win this dang award. Oh, just off protocol, we got to square
I'm
up.
giving you props.
Nah, man.
WNBA player slayer.
Nah, man. When they come out, I'm like, who them little WNBA bitches you're talking to? My God.
He's the milk of magnesia pleaser.
Yo, yo. It's a handicap match. Like, what is going on?
20 versus one.
Yo, now you know how Drake
feels. All right, man. Let me go find that Drake beat. I'm gonna cook something, y'all.
And CJ,
I ain't
I
got many
appreciate
bars.
you as usual.
Of course, anytime, brother, anytime.
So y'all take care of each other, peace and love, and we'll talk to you soon.
Peace.
Hope we win.